בוקר טוב ושבוע טוב. ספר בראשית, We say again and again, מעשה אבות, סימן בבנים. It means, normally, we say what Chazal mentioned in many places, מעשה אבות, סימן לבנים. And this is mean, אבות and אמהות give us a direction. And we need to try to following after the direction what they give us, to do the best. But מעשה אבות סימן בבנים is mean the DNA of אבות and אמהות stay with us. Abraham is not Abraham our grandfather, and Sarai she is not our grandmother. Abraham is Abraham avinu, Sarai is Sarah imenu, and exactly how the parents deliver the DNA to the children, exactly same אבות and אמהות. And from this reason, every conversation, any move, everything what Avot and Imaot in Sefer Bereshit do what we learn year after year, every time the challenge is to find other aspect and to see how is relevant for us. One of the name, one of the place in Sefer Bereshit what relate to Avot and Imaot more from any other place is Me'arat HaMachpelah. מערת המכפלה take place when Sarah passed away. מערת המכפלה obviously take place after when we bury Abraham in מערת המכפלה, when Yitzchak passed away, and the last few words of Yaakov Avinu in this world before he passed away, when he talked to the children, is about מערת המכפלה, and he give all the history of מערת המכפלה, what Abraham Avinu buy and he bury Sarah, and Yitzchak bury Abraham and Rivka, and he asked also from the family to bury him in Me'arat HaMachpelah. And this is something very interesting. When somebody passed away, normally, many times people ask, the family ask, what he said before he passed away? Because there's a word that people say before he died, this is very pure, and he not have any interest, any reasons. He say really from the soul. And the last few psukim in Torah, what Yaakov Avinu talk to the family is about Me'arat HaMachpelah. All the history of Me'arat HaMachpelah. And his look, the children don't know the history. The children bury Yitzchak and Me'arat HaMachpelah. They bury Rivka and Leah. Is why Yaakov Avinu repeat all the history of Me'arat HaMachpelah. It's obviously, this is the key place. What more we learn about this place, we learn also about ourselves. It's not only about what happened in the past and the place what we come to pray, is also some mirror in front of our face to learn more about ourselves. I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you very interesting insight about Me'arat HaMachpelah, how it's relevant for every one of us, anytime. When the Torah teach us about the negotiation what Avraham Avinu make to buy Me'arat HaMachpelah, the Pasuk say in Pasuk Tet, you can put line, ויתן לי את Me'arat HaMachpelah. Avraham Avinu ask, ויתן לי פרוגף 1, Pasuk Tet, ויתן לי את מערת המכפלה. He asked about מערת המכפלה. But when you look in פסוק י"ז, what Avraham Avinu get, the פסוק say, ויקום, please put other line, שדה עפרון אשר במכפלה. He asked מערת המכפלה, and what he get is שדה עפרון. Now we talk about field also, שדה עפרון אשר במכפלה. And we never mention מערת המכפלה. The word מערה never take place. שדה עפרון אשר במכפלה. But in the end, when he bury שרה, in פסוק י"ט, זה פסוק say, ואחרי כן קבר אברהם את שרה אשתו, אל, please put line, מערת שדה המכפלה. Very interesting. And the question is, what exactly Avraham Avinu buy from אפרון, מערת המכפלה, שדה המכפלה, או this is place, what the name of the place is, מכפלה. Look, it's not so clear. We start with, ויתן לי את מערת המכפלה, very clear. אפרון give him what? שדה המכפלה. And in the end, he buried his wife in שדה המכפלה. His first, the name is מערת המכפלה. After his is שדה אפרון אשר במכפלה. We never mention the word מערה. And in the end, when he buried his wife, he is אל מערת שדה המכפלה. Is what exactly Abraham Avinu buy from Ephron. He buy מערת המכפלה, שדה המכפלה, or this is place, what the name of the place is, מכפלה. Clear? This is question number one. Question number two. All the ראשונים, the אחרונים, try to explain why the Torah spent 16 פסוקים about all the negotiation between Abraham and Ephron. 16 פסוקים, so many. Why so necessary? Everyone have his explanation. For example, the Malbim come and say, when Abraham come to bury his wife, they say to him, what is your problem? You see, this is our cemetery. Pick any place, bury your wife. What is mean? What is mean cemetery? Garbage station. Because a person will die, smell terribly, we bury him, what left over after 1 year or two? Bones, we open again, we bury somebody else. Is what your problem? במבחר כברנו. Pick anyone, look the day, what you feel more comfortable to open, open, put your wife inside, finish. Come Abraham Avinu and say, no, no, when somebody passed away, nothing end. Somebody sleep 6 hours, 7 hours, 3 hours, 10 hours, and somebody sleep 2,000 years. Abraham Avinu takes the opportunity when his wife passed away to teach the emuna, תחיית המתים, consistency of life, nothing end. We only keep something unique and special for us in the best place what we can keep him, etc. Interesting explanation what the Mabim explained. But again, why we need 16 psukim about this explanation? Interesting, the Ibn Ezra, for example, come and say, when Abraham, the Torah, talks so much about the negotiation to teach us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Eretz Yisrael, the promise take place now when he buys Me'arat HaMachpelah. And also to see Eretz Yisrael is placed not only to live, also when somebody passed away, to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Ramban and say, 1 minute, Abraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never promised Eretz Yisrael to Abraham. He say to him, לזרחה אתן את הארץ הזאת. לזרחה is mean to your future. Moreover, Sarah never passed away in New York. She never passed away in Europe. But Abraham takes Sarah to Eretz Yisrael. She passed away where? In Eretz Yisrael. If she passed away in Eretz Yisrael, why Abraham need to take Sarah outside from Eretz Yisrael? Is Ramban come and say, I don't understand the Ibn Ezra. What he say? Comes the Ramban with his explanation. And the explanation is, why the Torah spent so many psukim about the negotiation, all the details. Hashem promised to Abraham, ve'agadla shmecha, I promise you, I make you very famous, people have tremendous respect to you, now you see, it's take place. All Anshei Hebron, how they talk to him, what they say about him, Nesi Elohim, ata betochenu. Nesi Elohim, you the, for us, the president. No, you see Abraham, I promise you, I feel my promise. This explanation of the Ramban, who would like to explain? Because this explanation look completely not explain the reason why the Torah spent 16 psukim. This explanation only we can say in one pasuk. When they give him the title, Nesi Elohim Ata Betochenu, oh, we see, they honor him, they have tremendous respect to him, they talk to him with tremendous derech eretz, great, but why we need 16 psukim? How does this answer the question, why we need 16 psukim about all the details? Is our second question is, לפי הרמב"ן, what the Torah tell us all the details about the negotiation between Abraham to Ephron, he's come to teach us, our respect, אנשי חברון, אנשי חטא, אב טו אברהם, זה גיב הם זה טייטל נשיא אלוהים אתה בתוכנו. How is this answer the question? We don't need from this tremendous honor and respect that you show to him 16 psukim. We can also use 3, 4, 5, no more, maybe less. Good? Question number 2. לאט לאט. Question number 3. בעזרת השם, עולם הבא בעולם הזה. Play playing. We see step by step, unbelievable inside. But we learn. Interesting inside about מערת המכפלה. Question number 3. חזל קם teach us in, maybe we look one minute in Parag of 2. In front of us, ונכתבה זאת הפרשה, להודיע חסדי השם עם אברהם, please put line, שהיה נשיא אלוהים בארץ, אשר בא לגור שם. והיחיד וכל העם היו קוראים לו אדוני, והוא לא אמר להם שהיה שר גדול, he never tell him he is special person, זה himself, recognize, וגם בחייו קוראים לו, וגם בחייו קיים לו סליחה, והגדלה שמך ויהיה ברכה. I promise you come famous in this take place. Excellent explanation. But why 16 psukim? Good. It's question number 2 in Parag of 2. Question number 3. Chazal come and teach us. In this parasha, when Avraham Beri, Sarai, Me'arat HaMachpelah, 10 times we find the name Bnei Chet. Bnei Chet is mean the people that live in Hebron have Bnei Chet. Exactly people that live in Yerushalayim. They Anshei Yevus. Yerushalayim, one of the name is Yevus. People who live in Hebron have the name Anshechem. 10 times. And Chazal come and say, in Parag of Serd, אמר רבי אלעזר, כמה דיות, אינק, משתפחות, כמה קולמוסים משתברים כדי לכתוב בני חטא. 10 פעמים, please put line, כתיב בני חטא. הוא היה 10 פעמים כנגד 10 הדיברות. ללמדך שכל מי שהוא מברר מקחו של צדיק, anyone what help to tzaddik to make the business deal כאילו מקיים 10 הדיברות. Very interesting חזל, famous חזל, but very interesting. The reason was the Torah mentioned 10 times בני חד, בני חד, and the Torah do the best to put 10 times because בני חד help to Avram to make the deal, and if somebody help to tzaddik to make his business deal is similar to קיום עשרת הדיברות. כאילו זה מקיים עשרת הדיברות. עוזר, yes. He middle person between the two sides, and he clarifies the deal, the details of the contract, yes. And the question is, who makes the deal between Avraham? Ephron only. Bnei Chet, watch the deal. Special guests come. Have tremendous respect to him, famous person, people talk about him, everybody watch, is what is mean, Bnei Chet, they make the deal between Avraham. What? Edim. But they never make deal. Lekayem mikho shel tzadik. Lekayem mikho, and also the Torah never mentioned the Edim. He only talk in front of them. Maybe he talk in front of them because they honor him, because a special person come, if one want to show how he also accept him in respect way. His mean is not so clear what Chazal really want to teach us. If we try to explain how Anshei Chet make the deal with Avraham, the deal take place with between Avraham and Ephron. If Avraham, if Ephron never want, never happen. No question. Is how Chazal come and say no. Who make the deal? Who make the final of this deal? אנשי חד. What is mean? This is question number 3. Question number 4. One more question. We never pass for question. You know, night of Pesach is only 4 questions. We cannot pass after this. Is question number 4. And the last question is, when מסדרי ההפטרות decide every week what הפטרה we read, is people learn, the reason is, we find something in the Divrei HaNavi what relate to something in the Parasha. But למעשה, this is not the reason. Any הפטרה, if it's regular הפטרה, not special הפטרה, שקלים, זכור, פרה, חודש, or any other הפטרות, שבע דנחמתה, פורנותה, every normal הפטרה, is not only some idea what we find in the Divrei HaNavi relate to something in the Parasha. Every הפטרה relate, connect to all the Parasha. From A to Z. Not only to one part in the parasha. And for sure, every week the challenge is to see how the Haftarah relate to so many inyanim in the parasha. And what we read in Parashat Chayei Sarah. We read in Parashat Chayei Sarah, Avraham Be'eri Sarah. We read also the Shiduch, what Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to find to Yitzchak. We read in the end of the parasha when Avraham Avinu passed away. And after this, we read about the 12 children of Ishmael. We have so many inyanim. How the Haftarah relate to the parasha? Because what the Haftarah talk? David HaMelech has come very old. And Adoniyahu would like to come the king. He bring people around him, limousine, security, all the hua. And people start to believe he is the next king. Bathsheba walk in to Shlomo HaMelech with the advice of Natan HaNavi. And she start to say to him, you promised me Shlomo is the next king. In the middle of the conversation between Bathsheba and David, Natan HaNavi walk in. And he finish and he say, yes, this is what you promised. And David HaMelech swear, Shlomo HaMelech is the next king. How this Haftarah relate to the Shiduch between Yitzhak and Rivka? How this Haftarah relate to Sarah when Sarah passed away? How? Is look, this Haftarah mamash not relate ולא קרב זה אל זה בכלל to the parasha. And how this relate? And make this one idea would cross the parasha in the Haftarah together and come mirror in front of our face, you know, about our daily life. This is the question that we want to ask. Besiyata Dishmaya, leat leat, nireh beemet davar, pil-ei, pil-ei, pil-ei plain. Eich omrim ba-anglit pil-ei plain? Lo omrim. Ze lo be-ivrit, ze mashu acher. Tom, yes dברים שאפשר להגיד באנגלית. Lemashal, farginen. Ze lo be-ivrit ולא באנגלית. Ze מילה שאין לה, אין לה, אין לה, translation. Anyway, בקיצור, short and clear, short and clear. Question number one is, what exactly Abraham Avinu buy from a phone? מערת המכפלה, שדה המכפלה, or name of place, what the name is מכפלה. This is question number one. Question number two. The Ramban explain why the Torah spend so many psukim about the negotiation between Avraham and Ephron. 16 psukim to teach us tremendous respect what Anshei Hebron Bnei Chet have to Avraham. They give him the title Nesi Elohim Ata Betocheinu. Beautiful title, tremendous respect, but still we need to understand how this explained why the Torah spend 16 psukim about all the details. We can write this in one pasuk or two. We don't need 16 psukim. Question number two. Question number three. 10 times we find in Parasha when Sarah passed away until Avraham buried his wife the word Bnei Chet. Bnei Chet. 10 times. And Chazal explained why 10 times in Parag of Serb. Because they make the deal exist. They make the finish of the deal. And if somebody helped to tzaddik to make any business deal, כאילו מקיים עשרת הדיברות. Somebody helped somebody in business, כאילו מקיים עשרת הדיברות. How expenses? And question number four, how זה הפטרה? פרשת חיי שרה. What David המלך say clearly, the next king is שלמה, relate to the פרשת חיי שרה. Chai Sarah talk about something else completely. Sarah passed away. Shiduch of Yitzchak and Rivka. Avraham passed away. Ishmael, the children of Ishmael. How does this relate to the after? This is the questions. And to answer all these questions, B'siyata Dishmaya, we will walk step by step. Obviously, you see in paragraph 4, all the after, what they say, Be'al Peh, how Shlomo promised. הנה, maybe we see one פסוק, פסוק paragraph 4, פסוק למד, זה last two line, כי כאשר נשבעתי לך בהשם אלוקי ישראל לאמור, כי שלמה בנך ימלוך אחריי, שלמה is the next king, הוא יישב על כיסי תחתיי, כי כן אעשה היום הזה. What I promise you, this will take place. How does this relate to the parasha? So to answer all these questions, we start in this way. מערת המכפלה. The word מכפלה is mean duplicate. מכפלה, duplicate. This is מכפלה. First time when we find the word duplicate in the Torah, מכפלה in the Torah, in the third day of the creation. The Torah teaches in paragraph 5. יאמר אלוקים, תדשי הארץ, דשא עשב, מזריע זרע, now please put line, עץ פרי או ספרי. הקדוש ברוך הוא want, the land will bring out עץ פרי או ספרי. What is mean עץ פרי או ספרי? You can get the taste from the tree or taste from the trunk, exactly same. טעם העץ כטעם הפרי. טעם העץ כטעם הפרי is mean duplicate. We can enjoy from the tree and from the trunk in the same way. Piece of fruit and piece of trunk, exactly same. But it's never happened. Vatotze ha'aretz, the post will continue and tell us, Vatotze ha'aretz, deshe ese mazri ha'zer ha'leminehu, ve'etz osepri. Paragraph 5, etz osepri. What is mean etz osepri? Etz is etz, tree is tree, trunk is trunk, and fruit is fruit. It's not same taste. First time, what Kadosh Baruch Hu would like to show, duplicate, machpelah, never work. Second time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam, Pasuk say in paragraph 6, Vayitzer, please put line, Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim et Adam afar min Adama. Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. Vayadam lenefesh chayim. Vayitzer, the first word in the Pasuk, in Hebrew, we write with one Yud. Only one Yud. But in the Pasuk is two Yud. Come Rashi and explain in paragraph 7, why we have two Yud? Shtei Yitzirot. Yitzira la'olam hazeh, ויצירה לתחיית המתים. האדם, when הקדוש ברוך הוא created him, he created him with potential to duplicate his life. To live here and to create other life for him for the next world. Duplicate. To have two. הקדוש ברוך הוא created him first time and he will create himself again. Soon we explain what this means. He will create himself again. But Vayitzer, shtei yetzirot, but it's never work. Adam eat from the tree. He makes a sin. He loses opportunity. But af al pi Adam lose this opportunity. He never get the chance what he have. Still, we find by few people what they have duplicate life. And the name of these people is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. And Chazal teaches in paragraph 8. Shtanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Yitimam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh, Me'ein HaOlam Haba. Three people have the taste of Olam Haba Ba'olam Hazeh. They hear, but we see how they relate completely to other world. This is mean Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Dichtiv. והשם בירך את אברהם בכל, בכל is mean completely, יצחק ואוכל מכל, and יעקב also כל. And now, to make this a little bit more clear, אברהם אבינו passed away in what age? Under 75. Under 75, חזל say, בגימטריה, the equally number is, מכפלה. Avraham Avinu have life of Machpelah. Duplicate life. Duplicate life. Machpelah. To make this a little bit more clear, before we continue, somebody have nice house. In the house he have basement, he have front enter to the house, and second floor. We ask somebody, tell me please, where you live? He mentions the name of the street and the number of the house. Yes, but he never say, I live in street, etc. Number house is 7, and I live in the second floor of the house. If you have one house, is bayit ve'aliyah, when people go up and down, is lemaaseh one, what?
Bayit.
One bayit, one house, correct? This is one house. Avraham, me'arat ha'machpelah. Rashi say, why the name is machpelah? כמו בית ועלייה. What is mean כמו בית ועלייה? house with two floors. And we ask somebody where you live, he gives the name of the street and the number of the house. But he never says, I live in the second floor in the house. Because all the time, people in the house go up and down, up and down. This is min machpela. Avraham Avinu stands this wall, and all the time we see him connect himself to what going here with two legs on the ground, but also we see him in another stage. We see him in another world. We see him in another place. He all the time go up and down. We connect these two worlds at the same time. Is Avraham Avinu passed away in what age? Under 75, but this is gematria of what? Machpela. Yitzchak, Arizal say, if you change a little bit the letters, you get two words, Ketz Chai. Ketz Chai means he come to the Ketz, to the end, and he start what? New life. New life. This happened after Akedat Yitzchak. It means he live here, but he also connect himself to the other world. He, one leg in this world, other leg in the other world. This means all the time he belong to two worlds. This is Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say in Paro Gafnaim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu lo met. What is mean lo met? The children bury him. Lo met is mean when somebody passed away and he wore, obviously he moved to the other world. This is culture shock. This is not so pushed to walk from this world to other world. Okay? But by Yaakov Avinu it was smooth. Because same life, same quality of life what he have in this world, move he take to the other world. From this reason, Chazal say about Yaakov, Paro Gafnaim, less line, Gemara Baba Batra, Tanu Rabbanan, Yaakov, Itimo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mein Olam Haba, Velo Shalat Bo Yetzer Hara, Umalach HaMavet, Verima Vetolea. Nothing bad affect him. Nothing bad. Nothing. Same Yaakov when he alive, same when he's passed away, his body completely same, completely nothing change, klum, shom davar, because for him is he only go to sleep. If somebody go to sleep, he move to other world, he sleep in the bed. Somebody sleep in the bed, he sleep in the Me'arat HaMachpela. It's all the three avot, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Chazal say also about Imaot, have life of Machpela. It means they live here, but everyone say clearly, these people also belong to other world. All the time they go up and down, up and down. Second floor, first floor, all the time. Life of Machpela. Afalpi, this happened only by Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Come a Kadosh Baruch Hu and give us opportunity to every one of us to get some taste to have life of Machpela. And we get this opportunity every week. When? Shabbat. What we have in Shabbat, everything is duplicate. We have Lechem Mishne. All the week we eat bread. Well, one bread, we can cut the bread how much we want and we eat. Shabbat we need Lechem Mishne. Shabbat, we have Neshama Yetera. We get some else in our soul, other soul. Shabbat, every day we bring את הכבש האחד תעשה בבוקר, את הכבש השני בין הארבעים, שניים, היום עולה תמיד, this in the week, one lamb in the morning, one afternoon, Shabbat, שני כבשים בין הישנה תמימים. Shabbat, we have double kiddush. Night and the day. In Yom Tov, we make kiddush. As an explanation, but Shabbat, we have double kiddush, night and day. And Shabbat is day, what we can taste, what is mean duplicate life. And look, Chazal, in paragraph 10, in front of us, Mizmor Shir Liyama Shabbat, Tov Leodot Lashem, Rabbi Tzchak Patach, Re'u, Ki Hashem Natan Lachem HaShabbat. Mai Re'u, what does it mean Re'u? Well, what we can see. Amar Rabbi Yami Margelita, look what kind of diamond you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu say to us. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol iska shel Shabbat, any aspect about Shabbat, kaful. Everything is duplicate. In the desert, we have double man, haomer kaful, shnei haomer laechad. Korban kaful, biyom HaShabbat, shnei kvasim b'nei shana. I skip a little bit. Bekarat al HaShabbat, oneg, lichvod Hashem mechubad, and many more what I mentioned. is mean Shabbat is time what we can taste duplicate of life. Now, this what we find by Avraham Avinu, how he says it's clear, all his life represent Machpelah, take place also by Yitzchak. The Torah come and teach us, paragraph 12, Vayitzeh Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot erev. What is mean lasuach basadeh? To daven. Vayisa ena vayar v'nei gmalim ba'im. And we know the end, who arrived, Rivka. And after this, Chasam Kale, Yitzchak and Rivka. Correct? Chazal come and say, Vayitzeh Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. Come Chazal and say, paragraph 13, וחילואב אלי ביתה או מקום אחר להתפלל. יצחק need to daven in the field. He not any shul to daven. יצחק was very, very rich person. He can build beautiful shul. And he have also for sure people will daven with him. All the people that Abraham bring תחת כנפי השכינה, following after יצחק, אלא אותה השדה אשר קנה אברהם סמוך למערה. It means the first time what יצחק met Rivka, this take place where in Me'arat HaMachpelah. And this not was by coincidence, this was by purpose. This is a place where they meet to each other, because the Torah came to teach us, yes, this new couple, Yitzchak and Rivka, go to continue what they see, what Abraham see, what Yitzchak see in his house between Sarah and Abraham, they go to build duplicate life. It means in same place. What the essence of the place is what? Duplicate, Machpelah, in this place, the beginning of the new house of Yitzchak and Rivka take place. Now, Yitzchak show duplicate life in his life, clearly, in the Akedah. In the Akedat Yitzchak. What happened in Akedat Yitzchak? Chazal came and teach us, when he stay on the Mizbeach, the Malachim have tears. How can happen? Yitzchak go to finish his life, and some of the tears fall to his eyes of Yitzchak, and later he come what? Blind. Correct? What Chazal want to teach us? This story we know from the preschool, from the Cheder. What Chazal want to teach us? Yitzchak was a person who stay here and he see everything upstairs. He see everything. Because Yitzchak can close his eyes and not to hurt his eyes with the tears of the angels. But Yitzchak, when he stay on the Mizbeach, he stay with his open eyes for one reason. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I stay with my father in the same page. I walk with my father to this challenge with open eyes. If this is what you want, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I do this with open eyes. It's clear with that. Because sometimes people close their eyes and say, okay, do what you want. I never see. This helps the people to build some wall between them to what happened. It's like say, not with me. My eyes will open. Everything will take place clear. Clear. Sometimes people need to get shot. Yes, before he gets shot, he closes his eyes. Why? We really don't to know exactly this moment because he's scared. Kal vachomer, Yitzchak, no, this moment, the knife, soon go to sacrifice him. No, with open eyes. And he see everything. And for this reason, after Akedat Yitzchak, what happened? In the south of Eretz Israel, the land is dry completely. No rain, difficult time, Yitzchak want to go to Mitzrayim, same with his father. People starving. But what he do, he takes the seed what he have, Vayizra Yitzchak b'shana ahi, Vayimtza ma, Me'ah she'arim. He find under time of people say to him, you crazy? Why you plowed and planted? No rain, no water. Make from the seed flour, eat few bread, keep your life exist. Why you destroy the seed? Because Yitzchak never see above the ground. On the, what the ground show him. Also above and under the ground. Vayizra b'shana ahi, וימצא מה? מאה שערים. מאה שערים. This is the first activity of Yitzchak in the Torah. Until this moment, look the life of Yitzchak. His father taken to the Akedah, Eliezer taken to the Chupa, Later, Rivka take him to the bracha to get Yaakov not to Esav. He said, people around him make for him what he need. No, no. Yitzhak is very active. In the place, what he can show, I never live only in this world. I also stay in other world. And all the time, I combine between both of them. For this reason, people feel nothing can grow. I plowed and plan, and I get 100 times more. 100 times more. And exactly, Vayachpor Yitzhak Be'er, he himself dig well. He himself dig well. You know what it means to dig well? It's almost impossible. Where? What place? We need to try. Yitzhak said, not worry. I will try. I'm sure I'm succeed. Because I not live only in this world. I also connect myself to the other world. Bait ve'aliyah. First floor and second floor. All the time I go up and down. And this Yitzhak. In Akedat Yitzhak. When he was person, human being in this world, would see how above him everything is open. In this place. In this exactly place. Later, Shlomo HaMelech build what? Bet HaMikdash. And what happened in Bet HaMikdash? Every child, baby, boy, girl, old, young, see with physical eyes, Mishnah, in Masechet Avot, Paragraph 14. 10 nisim na'asu la'avoteinu bebet HaMikdash. 10 miracles. Lo yipil ha'isha mirach b'sar ha'kodesh elat woman come to pray. The smell of the meat never bring any woman to have miscarriage. Ve'lo yisriach b'sar ha'kodesh me'olam. Never smell bad from the flesh. And the Mishnah continue. Ve'lo nira zvuv. So many meat. No zvuv. I skip. Look later. What? Ve'lo nitzcha. Ve'slicha. Lo kavu. G'shamim. No ceiling in Bet HaMikdash. Rain. So much rain. The fire on the Mizbeach stay. Lo nitzcha haruach et amud ha'ashan. The smoke what comes from the Mizbeach goes straight. Not one time any wind moves it to the side. These people see black and white. Yerushalayim shel mata. Keneged what? Yerushalayim shel mala. People see duplicate place. Machpelah. And this start when Yitzchak stay on the Mizbeach in the same place. And he opens the opportunity to this place will come place of Machpelah. And from this reason, to arrive to Yerushalayim, we need first to stop in Hebron. Moshe Rabbeinu sends the leaders to check Eretz Israel, and he told them, "Ve'alitem et ha'har." Go to the ha'har, the special mountain in your travel. What does it mean? Har HaMoriah. But only two people before they go to Har HaMoriah go to other place. Who? Yehoshua ve'Kalev go to Hebron. If you understand the essence of Hebron, if you understand all the idea of Hebron is not only place or tavot and imaot. Sleep in this place. And we come to Davin. Hebron is place will teach us what kind of life to have. Life of Machpelah. Life what we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Life what we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch every one of us. Why? Life what we believe when we buy a computer and the computer say HP is not the name of the company. What's the name? Packer? No. Ech? Lo, HP is Ashgacha Pratit. Ashgacha Pratit. Everything in our life, we need to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu, He watch us, He go with us, He give us His hand. This is mean to have life of Machpelah. Do what you want in your life. Enjoy every minute. Pick any field. But remember who give us hand all the time? Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is mean life of Machpelah. From this reason, when Shlomo HaMelech start to build Bet HaMikdash, Be'ar HaMoriah, HaMoriah, in this world take place in the Tanakh twice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Abraham, Lech Lecha El Eretz Amoriah, one more time in all Tanakh. In Binyan Abayit Bizman Shlomo, paragraph 15, וכן בדברי הימים ויכל לבנות את בית המקדש בירושלים בהר המוריה. בעלי התוספות say, המוריה בגימטריה, חברון. המוריה בגימטריה חברון, הזמין, זה עוד חברון, and in the inside, ירושלים, שואס, in the outside. מה שחברון מקפלת בתוכה, עוד חברון, and in the inside, what? את המכפלה. In ירושלים, we can see this בבניינה. In ירושלים, we can see this through the building, through בית המקדש. And this בית המקדש. Go to build David and Shlomo. הקדוש ברוך הוא promise only David and Shlomo. In the beginning, David, later he say, Shlomo יבנה הבית במקומך. He go to build. And he says this years before David המלך was old. When David המלך collect all the money, everything is set. Tomorrow morning we put the cornerstone. Big, big event. And the night before, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to him, not you, your son go to build. And David המלך stay and say לך, השם הגדולה והגבורה והתפארת, you never complain, you never feel upset. הקדוש ברוך הוא, what you want, this is what can happen. Because everything, what we have is from you. Now, if Adonia, if any other one will come king after David המלך, בית המקדש will never exist. If בית המקדש will never exist, it means the concept of מכפלה will never take place. חזל come and say, how the quarter of ירושלים look? איזו היא מטבע של ירושלים? ירושלים עיר הקודש. And one side, דוד ושלמה in other side. גמרא בבא קמא. איזו היא מטבע של ירושלים? דוד ושלמה in one side, ירושלים in other side. ירושלים in one side, דוד ושלמה in other side. From this reason, this is the הפטרה. The הפטרה is not what שלמה comes the next king after his father. This is not related to any part of the parsha. Because these two people go to bring the מכפלה from Hebron to Jerusalem. And this all the concept of the שידך between Yitzchak and Rivka, they met to each other in שדה המכפלה. To show they go to build other generation life of מכפלה. והשם בירך את אברהם בכל. This is between Sarah passed away to שידוך של יצחק. And it's so interesting. If you have chance, every one of us have chance, to put the pasuk, והשם בירך את אברהם בכל. You know where you put this pasuk? Tell me if I'm wrong. When יצחק born. Thank God, new generation, שמר את אברהם בכל, he come very famous, people have respect to him. Look, we can see the beginning of the fruit of the next generation. Where does the pasuk take place? After Sarah passed away. יצחק in the age of 37, he never married. Now the Torah decide to write, והשם בירך את אברהם בכל. Now this is the right place to say this. This is a less place to write this. No, this is a place. Why this is a place? Hashem birach et Avraham b'kol because Avraham Avinu have life of Machpelah. His look on the paper, no chance. What going to happen now? Sarah passed away. Yitzchak is still never married. Avraham is come old. How is work? Many questions. No by Avraham. Life of Machpelah is life of bitachon, life of emunah, life of the Kadosh Baruch Hu run everything, and we get from him everything, and we give him hand, he give us to hand. This is life of Machpelah. This is the Haftarah. Now comes the Torah and teach us, this is the reason why the Ramban say to us, beautiful inside, why the Torah spent so many details about the deal between Avraham to Ephron. Why so necessary? What does the Ramban say? Because all Anshei Hebron give him special respect. They give him title, Nesi Elohim Ata Betochen. Beautiful, but they have respect to him. But why? How does this answer the question? How? Very simple. How Chazal come and say to us, Adam Nikar Bekoso Bekiso Ube Kaso. It means you can recognize a person. How eat in the right way. Bekiso, what you do with his money, what a priority you have in his life, and kaso. When you also feel upset, how he react? Oh, this is a key test. How he react when he feel upset? What exactly he do? Avraham Avinu stay and say, Ribono Shel Olam, he can't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible. What going here? You promised me all the Israel state. You told me, Kumi Telech Baretz, Leor Kar, Leor Baki, Lecha Eten, as it belong to you. I can't, this is your place. Now come a front, and ask me to pay 400 shkalim, huge amount of money to buy what? Cave? It's terrible. Abraham say, I never feel upset. I never angry. I never complain. We make the deal. Is Nesi Elohim ata betochenu? What does it mean, Nesi Elohim? Abraham Avinu is the Nasi, the president, Nesi Elohim. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vice president. What does it mean in Hebrew? Explain to me how we write these two words, Nesi Elohim ata betochenu. לכתוב נשיא של אלוהים. אם נשיא של אלוהים, אז מה אלוהים? עוד נשיא. נשיא אלוהים, in Hebrew, נשיא, is not only president. נשיא is to elevate, לרומם. You, how you deal with so many details, with so many complicated, and you can complain, you feel upset. You deal and you raise your God. When we see you, when we watch you, we can see, wow, your God is another stage. By us, this cannot happen. All the Anshei Chet say. By us, if we feel upset, we also feel upset about our God. Or we broke him and we pick other God. By you, you elevate him. It's amor details, amor peishim, amor kavod, Avraham give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nesi Elohim ata betochein. You elevate your God. This is what they say to him. And this Anshei Chet, when they find this, how we elevate is God. How he elevate, how he deal with the throne. And he knows this is a scandal, this is terribly what he take for him, how much money. And remember, Sarah on the ground, she wait. The negotiation take place. Abraham Avinu, everything benachat. Wow. Come now, Anshei Chet. And they say, this kind of people, we need also to connect ourselves. To this kind of people, we need to connect ourselves. And Anshei Chet, only Anshei Chet, they keep Me'arat HaMachpelah exist. They never give to any other nation to cover this with sand, to make the place what never, nobody can know what happened in this place before. All the years, and remember, we stay in Egypt how many years? How many years? 210. How many years you travel in the desert? As a 40, correct? Is 210 בעבודת פרח. And as a 40 is 200, how many? 50. Yaakov Avinu live in Egypt 17 years before all Shnot Arav start. Is under 267 years. Eretz Israel is empty. Not one Jew in Eretz Israel, not one relate from the family of Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah in Eretz Israel. Who keeps this place? Who? Bnei Chet. They make the deal exist until today. And this is kol ha-mekayem mikro shel tzadik kilu kiyem aseret ha-dibrot. Come Chazal and teach us in paragraph 22. Come Chazal and say to us in paragraph 22, yes. Mitzvah leyached lesefer Torah makom lechabdo. Everybody have in Jishul special place of sefer Torah. Ulechabdo ulehadro yoter midai. In very, very respect. Why? דברים שבלוחות הברית הן שבכל ספר תורה. The reason why we need to honor ספר תורה, because לוחות הברית, because the Ten Commandments. And also paragraph 23, כל מי שיושב לפני ספר תורה יישב בכובד ראש, באימה, בפחד. שהוא העד הנאמן לכל באי עולם, שנאמר והיה שם בכלל העד, ויכבדהו כפי כוחו. ואמרו חכמים הראשונים, כל המחלל את התורה גופו מחולל על הבריות. כל המכבד את התורה גופו מכובד על הבריות. Because what is Torah? Torah is Ten Commandments. What does it mean Ten Commandments? The Ten Commandments would have in our Sinai, everyone in the world believes this happened. Any nation believes this happened. This is something that would never change, not change all the history. People know this happened in the past. People say, yes, we have New Testament, Old Testament, but everybody agree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to us. It was so clear. Exactly same, Me'arat HaMachpelah, same place, all the history, clear for every nation. Not anybody says it's another place. Not everybody argue about this, because who keeps this exists? Who keeps this Machpelah place? What people have life of Machpelah, duplicate life, and this teach us also to following after Avot and Imaot and to have duplicate life? Bnei Chet. They make this place exist for good forever until the Geula. This makes the place exist. When Yirmiyahu go to Me'arat HaMachpelah to Daven, when Yoshua and Caleb go to Daven, when all the history people go to Daven at this place. This is the unique about HaMachpelah. And now Chazal say in paragraph 21, Asher HaMachpelah melamed שנכפלה בעיני כל אחד ואחד, שכל מי שקבור שם בטוח ששכרו כפול ומכופל. Everyone in this place שכרו כפול ומכופל, because people that live here and also connect and relate to the other world. This is what Chazal come and say to us. From this reason, when the neshama of the person when he passed away moved to Olam Haba, in paragraph 20, what Chazal tell us, Rabbi Kisma אומר, מערת המכפלה סמוך לפתח גן עדן. If you come to visit מערת המכפלה, you see this beautiful material, this חזל, בשעה שמת החווה בא אדם לקוברה, שם ריח ניחוח וכולי וכולי, אברהם אבינו, and חזל come and say to us, רבי קיסמה אומר, מערת המכפלה סמוך לפתח גן עדן. סמוך לפתח גן עדן, עיר, I see he never brings this, source. He says, נגיד זה בעל פה. This is Zohar in Parashat Lech Lecha. And he bring from some other place. נאמר, מערת המכפלה סמוך לפתח גן עדן. I read this not in front of you. כאשר הנשמה יוצאת מן העולם. Listen, לשון חזל. When the נשמה leaves this world, היא נכנסת למערת המכפלה. ששם פתח גן עדן. היא פוגשת באדם הראשון, באהבות שהם שם. The first way of the נשמה is through what? Through מערת המכפלה. Why? Because the first question is, if we try to have duplicate life. If we have duplicate life, this is the bracha, this is the simcha. This is מערת המכפלה. This reason, we will take this in this way, and we understand, מערת המכפלה is not only place to visit. מערת המכפלה for sure play to daven, but also to show us, to wake us up all the time, and to have this duplicate life, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu walk with us, he give us end in any situation. When it's difficult, when it's good, when it's great, he give us, and to remember, this is our source of to build and to create and to develop everything. This is the reason why Yaakov Avinu, the first few words, he talk about Me'arat HaMachpelah, not to teach history of Me'arat HaMachpelah to the children. Children know exactly what it means. To understand, you start now galut, difficult time, never give up. Remember, life of Machpelah, Avraham have more difficult time. And look what he built, what he developed, and Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov, Rachel, Velea, and Sarah, all Avot and Imaot. And we have this. This is in our DNA. When we take it this way, it's Besiyata Dishmaya, we bezoche, in this year, Yesheinei Chevron will wake up, and we bezoche to the echo, would say, Kol Mevaser, Mevaser, Veomer.